Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ira Victor joins us. He's a digital forensic analyst with Data Clone Labs, and he will scare the heck out of you right here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Ira Victor. He is a digital forensic analyst with Data Clone Labs, and also host of The Cyber Jungle at cyberjungle.com. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here.
Lots to talk about. First question is digital banking. Now, I know your partner and cohort has never been in favor of digital banking. What are your thoughts on that subject today for our viewers and listeners?
So I think you mean online banking.
Yes.
I think for most...
I'm sorry, yes.
Online. Yeah. For businesses, it's extremely dangerous to do online banking. Because the laws say that if you do not inform your bank within a day or two of a fraudulent transaction, your money's gone. And the way the cyber criminals go after businesses is that they make the cyber criminals steal your credentials that you use to log on to your online banking. They make the fraudulent transactions, and then they actually modify the screens on your computer. So you don't even know the money's gone until you receive the paper statement at the end of the month. And by then, the money is truly gone, and you will not get it back. So we've had to deal with businesses right here in Nevada that lost hundreds of thousands of dollars through these types of scams. So unless you have a very especially hardened computer system in your business that's been configured to reduce the risk of these kinds of attacks, I say don't do online banking. The home user has less risk. There are more protections for the home user. But still, if the cyber criminals get your money, it is a big deal to try to get it back.
Okay, and this is across the spectrum of banks. There's no bank that, you know, because you've talked about protections for people with their computers, but there's no protection that you can put up.
Well, there is. It's just that most businesses, most home users, think that putting the extra effort into having higher security is too much trouble, and so they backslide and just pick up their smartphone or pick up their home PC and do a transaction. And that's all it takes is for the cyber criminal to steal those credentials to get in. Now, some banks are better. They use what's called two-factor authentication, not just a username and password, but another element to get into the account. And those services are dramatically more secure, but you still want to do it from a more secure computer. And that takes a little bit of discipline for someone to use that more secure computer that's just hardened for online banking.
All right. You've said it all right there. Okay, I want to ask you about something that has come up quite a bit in the last couple of months, and I don't think most people have a clue what this is, which is the dark web. What is it? Where is it? And why should we not be accessing it?
So when you go onto Google or DuckDuckGo or Yahoo.com to search, you're only searching a small percentage of the Internet. There's a vast network of underground activities known as the dark web. That's the term I like to use. Other people call it the dark net. And you use an encrypted software actually developed by the U.S. Navy for military communication, and they release it to the public so that the military communication hides with the non-military communication. It's called the Tor, the Onion Router, and you download special software, and you run it, and then you access the dark web or the dark net. And yes, you can go to the dark web and buy heroin, buy a hit on someone. Human rights, yeah.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Human rights activists use Tor because it masks your communication. People who are writing fiction and want to stay really anonymous because it might be some sort of fantasy fiction. So it's got legitimate, you know, legal uses and a lot of illegal uses. And it really is the most wild, wild west part of the Internet, which itself is very much like the wild, wild west.
Okay, so if somebody did a Google search and just said dark web or dark net,
you won't get to it via Google. So you need to download this software, which is free, Tor software, T-O-R. And the best way to do it is to burn it onto a CD, fire up your computer from that CD, and you can access Tor. Now, you want to be very careful, because if you stumble across something that's illegal, you could come under the scrutiny of law enforcement, even for doing something that's innocent. So it's not something you want to do without getting some help from someone that's familiar with it.
Did you happen to watch 60 Minutes last week, DARPA Dan?
I did not see the story, but I am familiar with the story. I think this is about DARPA looking at the data that's on the darknet.
Well, that was part of it. But, I mean, also being able to take control of, you know, basically the DARPA Dan's job. He's a real person, but that's his nickname. And DARPA, for those that may not know, were the Defense Department that came up with the Internet originally and then turned it over to the public. But all the things that can be done in terms of hacking, they are trying to find ways to almost instantly, you know, stop any kinds of hacks. And one of the demonstrations with Leslie Stahl was that she was driving a car that was one of these new smart cars, and there was a guy with a laptop, you know, at the other side of the field, literally taking control of that car. So when she thought she was going to be at a break and not hit these cones, the car kept going. It scared the heck out of her.
Yes, okay, so that's a different story. Yes, I am familiar with that. And what they used was the Internet connection on the car. It actually isn't a smart car. It's a normal automobile that you can go down the street from here.
It's a new car.
It's a new car.
right.
But really, ever since the mid, you know, for the last 10 years or so, automobiles have gone from being engines with wheels to being computer carts with many computers. Oh, and it also happens to have an engine. So when you're buying most modern automobiles today, you're buying a rolling cart of computers, and most of the automobile manufacturers have put information security at the bottom of the list. And so, yes, a lot of those vehicles are open to attack. BMW just discovered that millions of BMWs, Range Rovers, and Minis were communicating out of the car in an unsecure manner, allowing an attacker to change certain features and functions on the vehicle. Oops, for 4 years they've been making cars like that.
Well, and, you know, this is kind of like you're describing smartphones, which is they do all these kinds of things. Oh, yes, and by the way, they're also a phone.
That's right.
One of the things that they were talking about was, you know, the Internet of Everything, which you've talked about in this program before, where you would have a Wi-Fi-controlled refrigerator, and somebody could hack your refrigerator and actually take all your information that you use for everything else by coming in through your refrigerator.
Correct. So what's more worrisome is not someone breaking your refrigerator and seeing how much milk you have left, but they use that as a way to hopscotch to other areas of your home. So maybe security cameras, baby monitors, your alarm system, just to tell when you're in the house. When your smart meter says, oh, there's more activity there, that means someone's home. When there's less activity, someone's not home, then becomes an opportunity in the physical world for someone to break into your home. So, yes, we're seeing this, what they call the Internet of Things, where you've got devices that are Internet-enabled, and many of them, again, the manufacturers, the companies that make them, push the product out first and then come back later and say, oh, yeah, we needed to think about security. We'll kind of figure out what we can do now. And a lot of times, it's so dramatic to fix the security that the security never really gets fixed.
More with Ira Victor when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with digital forensic analyst with Data Clone Labs, Ira Victor. Okay, so another one on my list here, which I just heard about, is the danger from online dating hacks. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so the mobile apps for online dating are huge. You know, it's natural. People are alone. They want to meet someone, and they use their smartphone or their computer to connect with someone that they like. Well, most of the companies, IBM reports that the majority of the companies that release these online dating apps never really put security high up on the list. And so by installing these applications, you can put at risk the other data you have on your smartphone, workplace emails, other types of confidential information you may have on that same phone or go through that device now becomes vulnerable because of a flaw in the dating app.
All right. Now, last time you were on the program, you were talking about health insurance and the potential for real trouble with hacking of those because there was so much data that the health companies have about all of us, and boom, Anthem.
Yeah, and as it turns out, when I was here last on your show, Sam, it looks like the Anthem breach was happening in real time. I didn't know that it was
you
Anthem.
You were prescient.
But yeah, I you know what? It is so widespread, these types of attacks. The Anthem attack in particular is very disturbing. 80 million records, that's what we know of now. We're only in about week two of this breach becoming public. Usually as more information becomes available, it usually gets worse.
That's 25% of the nation.
Yes, 80 million people. And Anthem says It's so many things that are shocking for this. It looks like what most companies do today is when they have a breach, they look at the press releases of other company breaches and they cut and paste. So invariably, when the Anthem breach happened, the press release said it was a very sophisticated attack. Everybody says that their attack was very sophisticated. I think maybe because the lawyers say we have to have a good defense. So say it was a sophisticated attack. But as more and more information comes out about these breaches, including the Anthem breach, it looks like it was not a very sophisticated attack. It looks like what the cyber criminals did was steal the username and password of some people that work at Anthem. Anthem did not have sophisticated systems. So like some banks where they require you not just have a username and password, but another element to get into the system. And so once the attackers had the username and password, they were able to go into that network and start stealing the data. Anthem says that the breach started in December. The information that we're seeing now is that the breach may go back to earlier in 2014, much longer than Anthem had said. Other experts say that Anthem is just the tip of the spear in healthcare, that we will see other breaches occurring in other insurance companies and other large healthcare companies. It's just the news hasn't gotten out yet.
And, you know, what's interesting to me is, you know, whenever I go to a different doctor, and I have, sadly, a whole bunch of them, I'm at that age, every doctor complains to me about the data entry in their offices, being able to access medical records. And, you know, each week it seems they have to do an extra click, wait extra time. It seems that these are very unsophisticated systems that could potentially be more easily breached.
So a lot of experts believe that the electronic medical records that your doctors and hospitals use were very poorly designed because they were rushed into the market in response to a government mandate under the stimulus program. The federal government paid doctors to put in electronic medical systems. The software companies rushed those into the market to meet the government subsidy, and they were designed primarily for billing purposes, not to protect patient privacy and not to protect patient security. And so we're seeing lots and lots of repercussions of that now just a few years out from the stimulus plan.
All right, if you can take it, because he's scaring the heck out of me. More with Ira Victor when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Recycled Furniture offers the area's only heat treatment of bedroom and upholstered furniture. When you are looking to buy or sell furniture, think Recycled Furniture. Recycled Furniture, Midtown Reno, where it's always new to you.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
A killer could be in your home, threatening your family, and you wouldn't even know it. That killer is radon, an odorless, colorless, naturally occurring radioactive gas that's the number one cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. But with a simple test, radon problems can be detected, fixed, and your family protected. Call, click, or stop by one of our offices in January for your free radon test kit. Radon is a health risk that's preventable, so test for it today.
Your Social Security Disability Benefits application has been denied.
You've been denied Social Security Disability Benefits. Talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates. I'm David Allen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victor. If you want to hear his podcast, he's the host of the cyberjungle.com. It's a bi-monthly program and free to get in, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so next topic. Cyber criminals hijacking e-file accounts and filing fake tax returns in the name of real taxpayers.
That's right. So using data from like the Anthem breach and other sources, your own computer, when you go to e-file, the cyber criminals are stealing those credentials and then using them to file fraudulent tax returns in the name of you or other real taxpayers. And then when you go to file, you finally go to file a return this year or next year, the IRS says, oh, we already have your return from earlier this year, and we sent you a refund. And they think that refund, the IRS thinks that refund went to you, and it can really be a mess to your personal finances, and the cyber criminal is long gone. This is a massive problem. I've been worried about it and speaking out about the problems with e-file for many years. The IRS has been pushing e-file so aggressively on the public. I think it's irresponsible of them. I don't e-file. Go to the post office, buy a stamp, mail your taxes in, and tell your accountant or tax preparer you do not want e-file. You want your tax forms printed out, and you want to send it by U.S. mail.
And hasn't there been a big problem over the years now with Medicare fraud in the same way?
Correct. The same issue. And this is very scary. This is where health and financial crosses over. If someone else uses your health insurance to get a medical condition treated, and you try to go to the hospital for that treatment, they say, sorry, we already treated you for that last year. We're not covering it again. So it's a big mess. And what you want to do is you want to say, wherever possible, whenever possible, I'm not giving you my driver's license. I'm not giving you this extra information to a business or another company. Reduce the amount of information you're giving. It makes it less likely that the cyber criminals will get a hold of it.
But one of the problems is that when you're in the situation, for example, you go to a doctor's office.
Yeah.
What's the first thing they ask you for?
Your driver's license.
Driver's license?
Say no. Say no.
Can you do that?
Yes. You say, here's my driver's license. I'm Sam Shad. You want to see him, Sam Shad? Here I am. I'm Sam Shad. You don't need a copy of my driver's license. That ends up in their system. The cyber criminals break into that system. They steal your information. No. When you go to the store and they say, in order to give you this discount, you're going to give us your Social Security number and we'll sign you for a credit card on the little credit card system. No. I don't trust you. The businesses need to hear from consumers. We don't trust how you're handling or mishandling our information. And when the business say, oh, yes, we've got great security here, you look them dead in the eye and say, where is your ISO 27001 certificate? Like Underwriters Laboratory to protect your toaster from burning down your house, there's an independent entity that validates security. And every business that says to you, we take security very seriously, say, great, prove it. Show me your ISO certification for information security. And if they look at you blinking your eyes, going, I don't know what you're talking about, go, great, then your system is not secure. Because a business that has good security can get an ISO certification, and that's public, and that demonstrates their commitment to information security.
I think you just turned into Bill O'Reilly.
I'm making these crazy claims.
No, I understand. The problem is that you have the ability and the chutzpah to do this. The average person goes into their doctor's office and they say, take off all your clothes and wait for the doctor to come. You know, I don't take off all my clothes until the doctor comes in because I don't want to sit there and freeze.
That's right.
But most people don't do that.
Well, it's time to push back. You know, I sit in meetings all the time where executives make the decision not to secure your data, Sam. And they say the customer doesn't care enough. There's no competitive advantage. We don't think it's a priority. They need to hear from customers, business-to-business customers, business-to-consumer customers. No, we don't trust you. We're going to limit how much business we do with you or how much data we give to you until you prove to us through an independent entity like ISO that you are keeping the data secure. Because otherwise, we just don't know and we can't trust it. Do you believe a used car salesman when he says that every car in the lot was driven by a little old lady from Pasadena on Sunday? No, you don't. We need to have the same attitude when it comes to our information.
All right. Got one more topic here. We've got about a minute to cover it briefly. Net neutrality. The president has come out in favor of this. Basically, it will keep the internet open to everyone, but isn't, you know, at the same speeds, but isn't the reality that there are already companies who are purchasing faster speeds to get information to you?
Yeah, net neutrality is a terrible idea. In simple terms, think of it as if the government came in and said, Southwest Air can't charge different prices for different seats. I sat behind someone on an airline recently that paid three times the price that I did for my seat. The government going in to meddle with the delivery of internet services will only result in higher prices and less security, because those companies that are innovative will have to go through bureaucracies to launch their products. And I believe it will hurt Nevadans. We in Nevada depend on a lot of smaller independent internet companies to deliver services to us, and they will be regulated to such an extent they will raise prices and reduce service to us here in Nevada.
So in reality, net neutrality means more regulation, not less.
Think of it as the railroad regulation from the 1800s laid over the internet. It's a bad idea.
Come back soon, will you?
Will do.
Always a pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
How do you make cancer a thing of the past? Well, you use the past. Huntsman Cancer Institute has combined 300 years of family histories with health records to discover inherited genes for melanoma, breast, colon, and ovarian cancers, so we can predict and treat cancer, and sometimes even prevent it from happening in the first place. To learn more or support the cause, go to huntsmancancer.org.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us, because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.